as I look at ISIS, if I look at ISIS and I see how they recruit and who they recruit, when they're recruiting from abroad, they're generally going after vulnerable populations. The way I kind of do the math is there's about 7.5 billion people on the planet. Okay, at the height of ISIS, there was about 30,000 of them, 30,000 people. We know how many people have been killed, how many people have been wounded, and how many people have defected from the battlefield, plus or minus, which leads us to a number of between 9 and 19,000 that join this organization per year. So when I simplify it like that, and I look at, so we have 7.5 billion people being held hostage by 9 to 19,000 recruits every year. That is, in order to find those people, we have to use scalpel-like messages that resonate with those individuals, instead of just going after one broad of it. There's Islamic messages, because people join ISIS for different reasons. The best study I've seen was done by the group called Quantum out of Lebanon, which basically binned those people who joined ISIS into 9 different bins, everything from death seekers to thrill seekers. Some are hardcore fundamentalists, some are looking for redemption. But each one of those groups, when you understand the recruit and you understand the audience, you have to target why they joined, and you have to come up with messaging strategies against each and every one of those groups. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, in 2015, the U.S. government did a single kinetic strike against a high-value target that cost the U.S. taxpayers, when you look at the intelligence gathering before and after the strike, was about $250 million that had about 2 weeks of difference of impact on the battlefield to take out one high-value target. That same year, in messaging, we spent about $5.6 million in base funding. So we have a discrepancy in where we want to put our money.